and working our way up here to the starting five for you this evening.
Starting for the Ames Glacier Bears, 5 foot nine senior, number 23, Gabe Wing.
Number 23, Wing, on the floor for you here.
5 foot ten junior, number 33, Haley Swinton.
Number 33, Swinton.
5 foot 9 junior, number 15, Wesley
Thor. Number 15, Coward.
5 foot 9 junior, number 43, Autumn Gross.
43, Gross.
And
5 foot, number 3, Jordan Stegan. And number 3, Stegan, rounding out the starting five for the Haines Glacier Bears here.
And now, the ladies counter.
Now the Lady Panthers will be introduced.
5 foot 5,
starting with the
11,
starting with the bench players to get going. Just finishing up the boys' game, first game up tonight, Ken. And Craig Panthers able to walk away with a win tonight. We'll see if the Haines Glacier Bears girls can turn the table.
Yeah, it was all about the fourth period for the Craig Panther boys there. That's what made the difference was that fourth and final period for the Panthers.
What a fun game to watch. Fast pace. A lot of extra effort.
Yeah, the Glacier Bear boys, they gave it their all. They didn't slow down, and that score, really didn't indicate how close that game really was.
Yeah, it was much closer than you could tell by the end. So as Craig starting five is introduced, starting with Marie Yates, Kimber Mikulski, Alicia Barlow, sophomore, followed by sophomore Aston Hampton, Craig's primary ball handler. And finally, freshman Yorvon introduced. This completes the starting five for the Craig Panthers. As the Craig drumline plays in the background,
Coach Brittenham here for the Glacier Bears, double duty. This is his second game of the evening.
Game filling in for the boys' coach at the start.
Coach Fossman again, wishing him well in Ketchikan here. And now Brittenham, I'm sure a little more familiar with the players' names and numbers here for
and
the girls.
And the referees, right, also from the first game. Craig, Lady Panthers coached by D.J. Hansen, as D.J. sends his team out on the floor.
So we got the Glacier Bears sporting black uniforms with white and green trim going from our left to right, and the Panthers in white uniforms with green and black trim. As Yates squares up against Swinton, got a height advantage at the center court here, and jump ball's up. She tips it back to the Haines, tied up though, and jump ball called. As number 23 Wing and
Vaughn tied up, and they'll re-jump the ball apparently.
So it's a do-over right back at center court here.
There's no one to get possession to yet because no one has possession.
That's it. Yates gets a handle on that though,
and Barlow comes up with a ball for Craig. Dribbles the top of the key off to the near side to Hansen.
1-3-2.
Then back to Mikulski. Ball's up and over the backboard. Don't know if her hand was deflected or she just missed everything. But boy, ball ran, flew out of bounds.
Glacier Bear ball as Stegan brings it up court. Little guard out front, dishes it to Coward. Coward goes to Swinton. Swinton's going to go baseline on the right side. Nothing doing there, though. Backs up. Back up top to Stegan. Stegan goes far side. Nice screen. Goes around right. She fires a shot. It gets tipped and fouled. And that's going to send Stegan to the line. Nope, they call it on the floor.
Foul on Aston
Hampton. Before she was shooting. As the coach,
excuse me, no.
Brittenham was asking for the foul, but no. And that shot's no good. Swinton takes a long ball. Panthers rebound.
Runs out in front of the whole crowd. Oh, loses her step. Might have injured herself.
Ouch.
Went in for the layup. Missed the shot. Tied up underneath. As Vaughn recovers the ball.
Jump ball called. And possession is called for the Glacier Bears. So
Yates looks like she's in a little pain there.
Nice break for the Glacier Bears as that layup didn't go. Swinton inbounds to Stegan. Stegan brings it across half court. Dishes back to Swinton. Swinton goes to the free throw line. Fires a shot. It's no good. Misses everything. The Panthers
Colson
rebound.
Comes up with the rebound, dribbling up court now. Two Panthers in front of her. Pulls up on the wing, back up to the top to Aspen Hansen. Over to 3-8, 15-foot jumper, good.
A shot. Glacier Bears inbounds this Fegan across half court. Goes far side. She's going to fire a jump shot. No good. Rebound. Loose ball. Panthers pick it up.
As Yates comes up with the ball, running, leading the Panthers up court. Dribbles left, right. Pass off now to Barlow. Back out to Aspen Hansen, just in front of the three-point line. Shot, and it rims out. No good. Yates gets the rebound. Dribbles out from underneath. Off to the out. Down the three-point line. Looking to reset. McCluskey goes back underneath. Barlow now down to Hansen. Behind the three-point line. Into McCluskey. Shot up. No good.
And rebound Glacier Bears as Coward comes down with it. Kicks it out to Stegan, over to Swinton on the near side. Crosses half court, brings it up court, gets a screen, goes baseline, fires a 10-footer over the goal. Rebound Panthers.
Coffey pulls in another rebound. She gives it to Hanson, who runs the ball up court. Stops the top key down to the wing to Barlow. Thinks about the three, then gives it up over to Yates. Over to McCluskey, cross court, back to the top of the key to Hansen. Back to Yates, dribbles to the right, this is a free throw line, back up to Hansen, inside to Vaughn, comes back out. Passes the ball on the near the baseline to Barlow, over to Yates. Near the top of the key now to McCluskey, who looks back in. Barlow's open, passes off to Hansen, gives it in to Yates, dribbles around. Turn around, jumping up, no good.
And Gross gets a handle on that. Stegan pulls it down, gets tied up. It's a jump ball called. And possession remains with the Panthers underneath their basket.
Scores 2-0 here early in the first quarter. Craig Panthers short early lead as 3-8 gets the ball inbound. Back
as,
up to Hansen.
Wing slapped that away.
Barlow back across the front of the key to Yates. To Vaughn. Pass back to Hansen has the ball now. McCluskey gets the shot just from the three-point line.
Nails it.
Good.
That's going to make it a four-point game. 4-0. Bears down. Here comes Stegan across half court.
Picked up by Barlow.
Near side. Dishes it to, tries to go to Gross. Finds her now at the top of the key. Goes down low. Intended for Swinton. That's intercepted.
Stolen away by Yates. Closes the handle. Gets the ball back now. Stops. Top of the key to Hansen. Over to McCluskey. Another shot up. No good. Rebound Yates. Brings the ball down, going to look back. Nope. Takes the three-point shot, back to Hansen, top of key, across to the near side to Barlow, back to Hansen. Hansen over to McCluskey, takes a shot just inside the three-point line. No good,
no
rims out.
Gross pulls it down for the Glacier Bears, kicks it out to Swinton. Swinton is going to bring it across half court on the far side and lets everybody catch up, slows down, comes near side, drives baseline, looks for a dish and gets hacked by the Panthers. Yates,
call that on Yates, her first.
It'll be out-of-bounds ball for the Glacier Bears as number 20, Larson, is going to sub into the game and give Gross a breather. And it'll be Panther ball.
As referees are conferring on, they're going to call it Haynes Glacier Bear ball.
I was not sure what was happening
right.
John.
You're right.
So it is Glacier Bear ball. And Stegan is going to inbound this. For the Glacier Bears, 4:17 in the first period, 4-0. Glacier Bears down. Swinton gets it, drives the paint, dishes to Coward. Coward goes up, trying to go up strong.
Almost
gets tied up.
Got wrapped up by Barlow, so position arrow favoring Haynes.
So the ball will stay with the Glacier Bears underneath their basket. Stegan's going to inbound this. And she goes way up top to Larson. Larson dribbles around near side. Then goes baseline, keeps her dribble. Stops, goes inside to Cowart. Cowart tied up, double team, jump ball called. And
McCluskey does a nice job of getting a hand on the ball and getting the jump ball call.
The Bears are going to turn that over.
As Hansen getting some instruction from the coach, brings the ball up court. Right to the top of the key. Off to Barlow on the far side, by the way behind the three-point line. Ball overhead, passes in now to Yates. Yates can't keep it, but Vaughn recovers, puts a shot up off the rim, no good. Ball tossed around. Vaughn gets
it.
Rebound up, no good. Gets her own rebound again. Shot up, no good.
Larson pulls this one down. Loose ball, though. She dribbles out of traffic. Glacier Bear ball. She comes across the half-court line near side. Slows down. Let's see offense catch up. Swinton takes it to the paint just inside the free throw line. Shot no good.
Yates Fulton corrals the ball in, now leading most players up court. Got Barlow to her right. She passes off to Barlow, who bobbles the ball and gets the travel called against her. That's the right call. Barlow couldn't handle the pass.
Good defense by the Glacier Bears underneath. Four zips still. Craig up by four. 3:13 in the first period. Full court press on in the backcourt as Larson's trying to dribble across that 10-second line. She does, and then gets the ball slapped out of bounds by the Panthers. It'll be Glacier Bear ball at half court. Substitution for the Glacier Bears. Krager coming on the floor. And Wing coming out. Gross back in the game. And a breather now for Cowart.
And for Craig, we've got two substitutions as Mikulski and Barlow come out, and Mackey and Burnham check in.
Swinton to Larson on the inbound. Larson comes near side, gets a screen from Gross, goes baseline, down low right, and she's going to get hacked underneath the basket. No shot on the floor, says the referee. It'll be the Panthers' third team foul. No fouls for the Glacier Bears as Stiegel inbounds.
Cole Mackey, her first.
Bounce pass into Cowart. Larson on the shot. No good. Rebound. Yates.
Shot blocked by Burnham. Yates comes up with a pass to Mackey. Behind Mackey. Can't handle it. So
break.
Her hands and out of bounds.
Break for the Glacier Bears getting that turnover. Stiegel gets the ball. Defensive pressure in the backcourt. Larson still in the backcourt. Time running out. She's got to get across the line, and loose ball up the court. Glacier Bears pick it up. Loose ball again, taken away by Burnham and the Panthers.
Vaughn knocked it away, got on the floor. Good hustle play by Vaughn there as Yates brings the ball up court. Top the key off to the near side to Hanson. Dribbles back, picks up her dribble. Mid court to Yates, middle of the key up.
Shoots right over the throat.
Right in.
The Glacier Bears. 6-0, Panthers up. Swinton from the far side across half court goes inside to Larson. Larson puts the ball on the floor, drives the paint, comes near side, shots up, and good.
Fouled on the play.
For two. Larson breaks the ice for the Glacier Bears and gets on the board. And there's an opportunity to make it a three-point play here.
Foul on Aspen Hansen.
And Larson's first trip to the free throw line. In this appearance, trying to make it a 6-3 Panther lead. And substitution for the Glacier Bears, number 11, Hamilton on the floor for the first time for the Glacier Bears. Larson at the line. Shot is no good. Loose ball, rebound, Glacier Bears.
Taken away by Yates. She dribbles up court now, got three in front of her. She'll pull up and reset the Craig defense. Picks up her dribble, got Mackey to her right. Mackey gets the ball. Now looking to her left. Now diagonal cross court to Yates. Yates dribbles toward the baseline, turns around, looks back. Passes up to Mackey back near the top of the key. Mackey back to Yates. Yates dribbles in, looking for the...
Oh, nice dish.
Looking for the layup, but this is off to Vaughn, who's on the key, and an easy 2 points for Craig Panthers.
Nice dish. Glacier Bears, Zanow on the floor now for the Glacier Bears. Not Hamilton, as Swinton comes across half court into traffic. Back up top to Gross. Over to Larson on the far side. Back up top to Swinton at the top of the key. Comes right side, gets a screen, goes baseline, drives up strong. Shot's no good. Short rebound. Glacier Bears putback's no good, but a foul called. And that'll send Larson again to the free throw line, this time for two shots.
Dior Vaughn picks up the foul there, her first of the game. As McCluskey and Pia Denon get ready to check in for the Panthers.
So Larson from the line here for, she's 0 for 1 at the moment. She'll try to make this one good, and it's no good. She'll get a second shot.
Substitution now as Dior Vaughn leaves the game. As does Aspen Hansen, as again Mikulski and Denon come in.
Minute 14 on the play clock in the first period here. 8-2, Panthers up by 6, and Larson at the line trying to shrink that lead for the Glacier Bears. Second shot is no good. Bounces out.
Yates, long pass down court to a wide open Burnham, who makes the easy bucket.
Up and in for two. Whitten across half court. Pass is
going
no good.
With Adnan. Pass off to Yates. They cross half court. Down near the baseline of Mikulski. She'll take the shot just inside the 3-point line.
Nailed
good.
It. Another long ball. Good shot. Swinton on the inbound to Zanow. Zanow back to Swinton. Swinton still in backcourt. Gets it to Zanow. Zanow goes low, but that ball gets blocked out of bounds by the Panthers. It'll be Glacier Bear ball.
With 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Craig, 12. Haynes, 2. As Haynes begins the inbound play.
Zanow goes to Larson on the far side. Back out top to Stewart on the floor, and she's going to travel with that basketball and turn it right back over to the Panthers with 37 seconds on the clock.
Yates receives the ball from McCluskey. Across the half court, Craig starts to set up his defense. Yates pass off to the far side to Mackey. Mackey fakes the shot, fakes it again. Back to Yates. Yates is considered a 3-point line, pops the key to Nunn. Nunn looking left, looking right. Now gets the ball to the near side to Burnham. Down to Craig. Then back up to McCluskey at the wing. Mackey at the top of the key takes a 3-point attempt in and out, no good.
Gross on the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Takes it out to Swinton. Swinton across half court, 7 seconds on the clock. She goes to the free throw line, keeps her dribble, turned around, wants to put it up. She does. Shot is no good. Rebound Panthers. As time expires on the first period, Swinton frustrated that didn't land, but a great effort here for the first period. 12-2. Panthers up over the Glacier Bears here. We'll send it back to KHNS and Haynes for a 60-second timeout.
Thanks so much, gentlemen. I mentioned that broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear basketball is brought to you in part by the members of KHNS and the Haynes Booster Club, Alderwoods Marketplace, Captain's Choice Motel, Bigfoot Auto, White Rock LLC, the Mountain Market, Lutech Lumber, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, AP&T, Southeast Road Builders, Haynes Real Estate, and that's a list of our Haynes Glacier Bear supporters. And we'll get back to live coverage for the second quarter of basketball tonight from Craig.